The Jason Gregor Show podcast brought to you by Lakewood Chev, where right now prices are reduced by $7,500 or more on 2017 Corvette Stingrays with 0% financing for 60 months. Winter pricing in August at Lakewood Chev.
Let's go out to the West Coast as Kevin Lynch from sfgate.com and KNBR-AM joins us. Mr. Lynch, thanks for taking a few minutes here out of your time to talk San Francisco 49ers. It's got to be arrows up for the Niners, as it clearly can't be much worse than it was in 2016.
Yeah, it's definitely arrows up. You know, they've had a little bit of an uneven performance the first two preseason games. You know, first one was good against Kansas City, and then the second one against Denver was not a great showing by the team. But, you know, I think they're going to be better. How much better remains to be seen. And even if they doubled their wins from 2 to 4, I think a lot of people around the 49ers building would be okay with that. It's as long as they're continuing to acquire talent and move in the right direction.
What did 49ers fans feel about the hiring of John Lynch, and how has that changed now that we've seen him kind of put together his team as we approach week one?
You know, I think it's been really positive. You know, obviously they thought that he did a great job in the draft. He was able to move back and, you know, get a lot more picks. And then the 49ers got the guy they wanted anyway, and Solomon Thomas from Stanford, a really good-looking defensive end. So, and then, you know, when he talked about that trade, he gave credit to a lot of other people. And I think that was a real signal to this organization that, hey, if you do a good job, I'm going to recognize you. I'm going to call you out and say you did a positive thing. And I think that's been missing a little bit from this organization, and I think it was very much welcome.
We're joined by Kevin Lynch out of San Francisco, taking a look at the 49ers, who were 2-14 last season. They have a new head coach in Kyle Shanahan. What is Shanahan going to bring to the 49ers that former head coach Chip Kelly did not?
Well, you know, I think they both consider themselves sort of offensive innovators. And I think with Kyle Shanahan, his innovations are really applicable to the pro game, to the NFL game. I'm not sure that Chip Kelly, what he was doing was sophisticated enough to fool defenses. You know, just going fast doesn't necessarily make you a potent offensive force. And I think, you know, with Kyle Shanahan, he's going to bring a lot of different sophistication, and he's a great play caller, and, you know, he's got some really good basic principles in which he's developing this offense with.
Shanahan was criticized after the Super Bowl for some of the play calls in the second half. Is that brought up around Niners fans, or are they just really looking forward to 2017 and, hey, we got kind of the hottest coordinator not to become a head coach as of yet?
Yeah, they really feel like it's more of the, hey, we've got the hottest coordinator type of situation. You know, he was the assistant of the year in the NFL last year, and that's something that the 49ers really appreciate, and something they didn't have in their two previous coaches, you know, with Chip Kelly and then Jim Tomsula before that. They were sort of last hires, and they were kind of scrambling to make a hire when those two coaches were employed. So, yeah, they feel positive about that. And, you know, Shanahan's really addressed that situation in the Super Bowl when he didn't run the ball, and he could have. And he feels just destroyed about that and was very depressed about that, and has expressed his bad feeling about it. And I think that's resonated with a lot of 49ers fans.
Joined by Kevin Lynch out of San Francisco for NFL preview brought to you by DraftKings. Taking a look at the 49ers, you mentioned their draft. They were able to select Solomon Thomas, third overall defenseman out of Stanford. Still very early, Kevin, but what's there to like about this young man on the defensive line?
You know, just his quickness. He's got a great combination of strength and speed. He's sort of an undersized guy, but the new defensive coordinator, Robert Saleh, likes that type of player. And, you know, the 49ers are going to be a little bit smaller but quicker in their defense, and that's the type of style they want to play. And they're sort of a – if you're on the defensive line, you want to shoot a gap. So you don't want to be a big hulking type of guy. And Thomas is that type of player. And he's also really good at chasing plays down the field, going across the field to make tackles. He's in great shape and has the ability to really get after it and not quit on plays. It's almost like they have an extra linebacker and a defensive back because of his ability to kind of spin out of the pack and get down the field and help out with making tackles down the field.
Another player they were able to draft in the first round is Reuben Foster out of Alabama. He is a linebacker. Do they expect him to have the same type of impact of Thomas, or expectations maybe a little bit lower for Foster?
That's a really good question. I don't think they know quite yet who's going to make the bigger impact. Reuben Foster is going to be on the field a lot more because they're going to rotate their defensive linemen quite a bit. So I think he's going to get more opportunities. And he's learning quite a bit. You know, he wasn't in coverage much at Alabama last year, and now he's learning his coverage responsibilities, and that's something that he's really improved upon, and he can certainly do because he has the quickness and the ability to study how routes develop, and he's been very good in the classroom. So, you know, I think they're excited about both of those players and think that, hey, maybe these can be future Pro Bowl-type players.
On the offensive side of the ball, looks like Brian Hoyer will be the starting quarterback week one. Let's say the 49ers' first drive of the season, it is third and, let's say, 7. Which receiver does Brian Hoyer feel most comfortable throwing that ball to?
Oh, I think it's undoubtedly Pierre Garçon. You know, he's a guy they brought in here to do just that, to be the guy on 3rd and 7, 3rd and 6, that gets the ball and that can get open. You know, I know Anquan Boldin just retired, but when Boldin was here with the 49ers, that's the player he was. And, you know, it was remarkable how often he got open in those situations. And I think they feel that Pierre Garçon can do the same thing. And so I would expect him to really be the guy on third in that distance.
Kevin, what's going to be the identity of the San Francisco 49ers in 2017? What are they going to do best?
I think they're going to play good defense. You know, I think that last year they had a lot of injuries, and a lot of their draft picks weren't panning out, and particularly in stopping the run. I think they're going to be a much more formidable front seven with the defensive linemen they have and the pass rushers they have now. And, you know, you talked about Reuben Foster. He can develop, and then Navarro Bowman can look good after coming off the Achilles tendon tear last year. I think they could hang their hat on defense a little bit more. I mean, I don't think it's going to be a top 10 defense, but, you know, it could be a middle of the pack defense. And last year it was either at the bottom or near the bottom.
The 49ers play in the NFC West. They're coming off a season when they went 2-14. Looking at the other teams, the Seahawks, I believe, are still probably the best team in that division. I think they're good for a double-digit win. So what do you make of the other teams, the Cardinals, Rams, 49ers? How's the NFC West going to shake down?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's going to change much from where it was last year. I agree with you. I think Seattle's still the class of that division. And I think they've added some nice pieces to what they're doing, and I think they've really done a great job and continue to do a good job in their talent evaluation and getting players to that team that maintain their success. And they still have, you know, that great secondary. So, you know, I think they've got another year or two or maybe more of being a pretty potent team. So I don't see there being much change from where the teams were aligned last year.
This is the fourth year in Levi's Stadium for the San Francisco 49ers. How have 49ers fans gotten used to it? Obviously, they're leaving a very historic park at Candlestick, but is Levi's Stadium starting to feel more like home for Niners fans?
It is a little bit. You know, they've changed this place. I'm actually in Levi's Stadium right now. But they've changed it quite a bit this year because the Raiders have declared that they're going to Las Vegas, and for a long time, Levi's thought, hey, there's a possibility we might have to host two teams, both the Raiders and the 49ers. Well, now that the Raiders are leaving, this building can be much more 49ers-centric and 49ers-centered. So, you know, they're putting banners up of old players, of their Super Bowl wins, of great moments in 49ers history. You know, they're putting up a ring of honor. So it's going to be a much more 49ers-centric experience than it has been in the prior 3 years.
Kevin, I appreciate the rundown. Thanks for this. Enjoy the rest of training camp.
Okay, thank you.
That's Kevin Lynch. You can read his stuff at sfgate.com.